Hey, Ruben, how are you?
Good, yourself?
Good. So, what did you find out so far?
I submitted the file. We're just opening. We opened about an hour ago at max, and my credit department should be in touch with me shortly on what they can provide.
Okay, now are you including basically my brother that he would be, signing the final thing, if anything?
Yeah, I explained it. Let me walk you through kind of what's available. I help run our stone division, so I've been here for 9 years, so I'm very aware of what's available in the industry. But I also know as a customer, you probably get a million calls of people pitching you working capital and promising you the
Yeah.
world, correct? So most of those
Correct.
people are liars, just
Yes.
We cut off a lot of our brokers for this very reason. Industry is beyond saturated, and it's from a customer perspective, I can understand. But just to kind of put it in, let me give you an analogy. It's like a cus I'm replacing my countertops. I'm doing quartz, okay? It's like
Yep.
me going on Craigslist and someone saying, "Well, we'll do all your work for $8 a square foot." And then when it actually comes to the job, they don't include materials, they don't include they don't include ripping out the countertops, they don't include anything. It's just a sales gimmick. So here's how the funding works, and I'd like you to grab a pen so you can make a note so you have some reasonable expectations.
Okay.
Okay. By the way, out of curiosity, I don't report to Penny. I've just been doing business with him for 6 or 7 years, although I do work with some other vendors, a lot of vendors in the space. Why did you guys kind of get cold feet on the saw? Was it just not the best saw for you, or is it something on the back burner?
No, really, the back burner is working capital right now, and then it'll be focusing on possibly working on getting a machine or something.
Okay, so let me explain so you can understand what's available. We have two different products here. They are
Yeah.
completely different. Most customers have both. So we have equipment financing and working capital. Equipment financing is a secured loan asset purchase. It has absolutely nothing to do with working capital. It's based on credit and time in business, and that
Yep.
goes out to 5 years. So if you're wanting to get a saw, we can do that for you as well.
Okay.
Regarding working capital, I did send your file to the underwriter. Here are my general thoughts. Your file's been submitted for one program where we do not require a wet signature on file to process the application of your brother. I know OnDeck, I know they only require 50% ownership, but that's OnDeck. That's not Bank of Cardiff. What we're seeing is how much funding we can give you by either refinancing the loan.
Go. Oh, it's.
Hello?
Okay, go on.
So what my credit department is working on is they're working on how much they can give you on refinancing the loan versus giving you a second loan. Here are my
Yeah,
general.
that's what I'd be more comfortable with. I want to get out of OnDeck. I'd rather pay them off. The other lady was telling me what she thinks was possible, and who knows? She might not know what she's talking about yet. If she's newer with the company than you are,
She's
she's
actually been with the
telling
company
me.
quite a while.
Okay, cool. She was telling me just from, what I told her, which is we do about 50, 60 average a month. I told her what we owe OnDeck. It's still going to be right about 30, 35, whatever that is. She
Okay.
was telling me that she thinks she can get something with as long as a 3-year term max at about 90 to 100, give or take. And then that would be responsible for me getting a letter from OnDeck, basically to pay them off. And then we get the deposit. So
Okay.
that is what I think might potentially work for us. As long as it can be worth my while, I pay OnDeck $12.50 a week.
Okay.
So if I'm close to that or maybe a bit under, if I extend it, because I'm only on a 12-month with OnDeck, I'm coming close to the 6-month period where I can re-up with them. But
Okay.
I don't want to re-up with them. I don't think it's the best option. So I would rather do something where I can get out of that loan, get a bit more working capital, pay them off, so I'm done with them. So then basically I'm looking at 60, 60, 70,000, somewhere in that area, that I can literally continue to use as working capital, and then maybe pay you guys a weekly or whatever it would be. That maybe would even be substantially lower if we do decide to bring it out to a 3-year term.
Okay, so let me give you some realistic ideas based on the bank statements that I can give you.
Yeah.
So here's kind of the thought process, and I'm not here to say anything bad about OnDeck. We do business with them. I know people that work there, so we have got a good relationship with them. I also know that they have a certain system, and how they work is necessarily not the same as how everyone works.
Right.
My opinion is this. A three-year term is going to be difficult here. There are two ways we could produce this, but let me kind of go back and understand this. How much did you initially borrow from OnDeck?
$50,000 total.
And your payback is you're doing $1,250 a week, correct?
I'm doing $1,250 a week for six total months. I mean, for one total year.
Okay.
And then my halfway point is 6 months where I could then redo the loan. They pay off their own loan and give me a lump sum of, you know, whatever. I can go up a little bit. But,
okay. So here's the challenge that I have. We have several different programs available. There is only one program I have where the application can be processed. The application can be processed without your brother's wedded signature on file. I understand
okay,
you're saying...
What do you need from me to get a wedded signature? Does he have to fill out a whole application?
He can put his... On the application you provided to Nicole or the one that you sent to me, he can literally write his name, his social, and his date of birth and his address and sign next to it. It's very...
So we need... I need his name, his social, his date of birth, his address...
Yes.
And... Okay. All and on just the bottom, basically.
The bottom of the sign, it does not matter. But let me give you my thoughts, because I know when I work with customers, they're calling us for a reason. Business owners are busy, so I can give you an idea of what's going to be offered to you, so there's not any false promises here.
Well, I'm talking about even with that, would I have more offers? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, there's going to be more programs available, correct. So here's my general idea before you do that on what some offers are going to look like. There's two ways to provide you funding. The first way is, so you're doing about $1,250 a week, which is about $5,000 a month, give or take. And so I can understand, hey, look, I want to get more revenue, I want to get more money, it sounds like you probably want to work with someone that's probably hooked into the stone industry because of the equipment financing side of things, which I understand.
Yeah.
Everyone wants a relationship. There's two ways for us to produce your file. Once we get his signature, one way is to do, sorry, one second, please. I want to make sure this is a site inspector calling me. Give me one second, please.
Hello.
Okay.
Hi, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry, it's literally my nephew is really 3.5 years old and keeps calling my cell phone. Because he likes me. Welcome to my life. There's two really ways to look at it, Charles. The first way is to do a complete refinance, get you a longer term. I think the terms that you're going to be offered is something in the range of 14 to 18 months. 14 to 18 months, more manageable cash flow. The other thing that we might offer you, and I'm going to offer you something that doesn't necessarily make bank a part of the most money, but gives you the best program. The other one we have is, it might make more sense for you to do what's called a second position loan. I think we discussed this previously. And a second position loan is when you're not paying off your current loan, and so you can net more money.
I got to run into this appointment. Let me call you back probably in about an hour.
Okay, not a problem.
I'll call you back the other application too, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.